It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, hello, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton. Today, I've got a guest that you're going to enjoy listening to. His name is Dennis Erskine, and he owns Dennis Erskine Safaris. The website is DennisErskineSafaris.com. Now, Dennis has been done some things that maybe you and I have never done. I've been cornered by a hog or two, and I had a bull elk once I thought was about to get me. Dennis has made a career out of hunting dangerous game, taking clients for dangerous game and hunting them himself in Africa. And also down in South Texas, he owns a ranch down there where they hunt Spanish fighting bulls, a breed of wild bull. Dennis, thank you a lot for being with us, buddy.
I'm really glad to be here, Luke.
I'm tickled to get you on with us. And let's kick off first. We've established the fact that you've made a living hunting dangerous game, and that goes from leopard, buffalo, Cape buffalo in Africa. I mean, all the dangerous game. Let's talk about these bulls. San Mateo, it must be a breed of these bulls, right?
Yes, sir. It is a breed. That's the name of the breed. It's purebred Spanish fighting bulls. They are bred for the bull rings in Spain and Madrid and Mexico City. And they're absolutely one of the smartest, stealthiest, clever animals I've ever hunted in my life, and dangerous.
Yes, sir. I watched a TV show with our mutual friend, Jim Narrow, Tex-Mex Outdoors.
Oh, yeah. Jim's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I know he is. And mine, too. I've known Jim a long time. We both bow hunt a lot, Jim and I. But anyway, I saw that TV show where there's a black one, one of those bulls on your ranch. You knew that he was trouble, but I mean, you shot that thing. I think he skidded to a halt at, I don't know, just a few feet and a few yards in front of you.
He was about 7 feet from the end of my barrel.
Yes, that's what really, really got my attention. And you know, y'all made a great effort, and you did a good job in stating that these are not wild cows. Oh, they're bovines, yes, but I mean, you got to get that mindset out. These rascals are, I mean, they're more dangerous than anything that I've seen, and I'm quite sure that you got to know that when you go to hunt them, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing about it, Luke, is first of all, they're very stealthy, and in this old thick South Texas brush down here, I mean, you really, really got to get in there on foot and hunt them out, because they'll stay away from you for a long time, and then when they've had enough of you, they're going to set up an ambush, and here they come. You just got to be ready for them at all times.
And when you're taking a hunter, I think Jim was probably your first bow hunter, and he wound up shooting one, I guess, you know, spot and stalk, more or less.
Yes, sir.
But
sure
there
did.
Is, you know, common sense will tell you these things look like they weigh, I don't know, 1,200 pounds maybe.
Yeah, they're pretty good size.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that thing came at you like a freight train. There was absolutely no question. I would like folks to go to watch Jim Miller's show, Tex-Mex Outdoors, folks. It's you can Google it, or that's the name of the show, Tex-Mex Outdoors, and watch this. It's on YouTube also. But Dennis was – this bull, Jim didn't have a chance of stopping him with a bow, did he, Dennis?
No, that no way. No
not
way.
Not going to happen. You had to actually put that one down.
Absolutely. We were just kind of stalking through the brush, and we were going to try to set up and shoot him with a bow, but as soon as that bull saw us, and you can tell when they commit that they're gonna come through with a full charge, I mean, it's just, you don't really have time to shoot him. You know, you'd have to hit him right in the brain with a bow to kill him.
Oh, so, yeah, break his spine or something, which would be next to impossible on a charging bull. I understood what y'all were doing, and I was sure glad to see Jim to do the spot and stalk program. He killed a nice one, and actually, the way he did it, it looked like it turned out to be a safe shot for him and everything.
It was. We stalked up to that bull after about 3 days of stalking these things. I think he shot him about 40 yards, made an excellent shot on him, and he went about 100 yards and was done.
That's the thing about hunting with archery equipment, a good broadhead, which I hunt with all the time. A well-placed shot, it'll put them down, but it won't put a charging critter down like that. Dennis, I could visit with you, and I know a lot of our listeners could, too, for hours around the campfire or wherever. But hunting in Africa, which you're a professional, a professional hunter over there, I know that. the dangerous game over there. You know, I've read, what I know is Larry Wysoon's a good friend. He's on our, part of our show every
right.
week.
Uh-huh.
We, you know, we just heard Larry talking around the campfire with me last week on the show. But leopard, for instance, you know, I've read that they they're not the biggest cats. They're thin-skinned and small-boned. I know that for a cat. But still,
right.
I've heard they are the most cunning and can be the one of the most dangerous. Is that right?
Oh, it's absolutely right. We had a charge from a leopard just last week over there, and we shot him right at the end of our gun barrels, and it was absolutely unbelievable. And the equation on a leopard is, if they get on you, it's about 100 stitches per second, so you want to try to avoid that if you can.
I've seen bobcats catch quail in the air. You have, too, I guarantee you have.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's like a flurry, but I guess you'd be looking at a 150-pound cat. You know, just multiply a bobcat by, you know, up to that size.
Yeah.
But will a leopard actually lay for you, Dennis, if he's wounded?
They will. And you just, you know, it's kind of like these Spanish fighting bulls. You just got to be ready all the time. You can't ever let your guard down around any dangerous game, ever.
That's very true. I know that. And, you know, even here in Texas, you know, wild hogs, I've had some boars really scare the daylights out of me.
Oh, absolutely.
Unassuming. Yeah. And I've hunted them with a bow a lot, you know, and I've had people say, Luke, you need to carry a pistol, you know, I mean, crawling in, tracking them and stuff like that. And
uh-huh.
only a couple of times did I really get charged. But these critters, the cats fascinate me. You know, I've read Rourke and a lot of the older outdoor writers on Africa, where the cat will actually, you know, lay up or back or get behind you. Have
right.
you ever had that kind of stuff happen with the cats?
I've never had one come in from the back, but I've certainly had a lot come in from the front.
Well, so they're laying wait. They can hear you, and I'm sure they're looking. They're probably on a trail or something up in front of you.
Right.
And when,
either that or they have a kill up there that they're protecting or something along those lines.
Yes, they're guarding that area.
And uh-huh.
And a cat, yep. when he comes in, a big cat, is he going to be usually on the ground or is he going to try to jump you from a tree? Or?
No, they'll be on the ground. They'll be on the ground laying in wait.
And then I guess when they do they let you get up usually before they make their attack? They let you get pretty close?
Well, a lion will usually let out a little grunt. That's an indication that you know, you pretty much got a lion coming at you. But a leopard, sometimes there's no sound at all. I mean, it's just silent. Silent death.
Very quiet. Now, let's talk about buffaloes just for a little bit, Cape Buffalo. There's been all kind of writings on Cape Buffalo. Rourke was one of the best, I think, about writing about the Cape Buffalo or describing him. But I know from what I've learned, Dennis, that can be a very easy hunt. By that, I mean you got a good broadside shot and you shoot him in the heart and he runs a little bit and he's down. But it
yeah.
doesn't always happen that way, does it?
No, they're tough customers. And once they lock in on you, they're hard to kill. They're tough to kill because, you know, just like these San Mateo Spanish Latin bulls, you got to hit that brain. And you got to wait for them to come on in close because the closer they get, the bigger that brain gets. And it just shooting them out of distance on full charge isn't a good idea.
I can see that. So your goal is to get your hunter, or if you're the hunter, you want to make a good killing shot that first shot. I've heard
right.
that if that first one don't get him, they can take a whole bunch more, right?
That a whole bunch more. That's absolutely correct.
And as far as rifles, say for Cape Buffalo, you want something big, aren't you? You know.
You do, and you know, there's been a million Cape Buffalo killed with a 375. That's a great load. But mm-hmm. in a bad situation when they're coming at you and let's just say you barely miss that brain a little bit with the 375, he's gonna keep coming. You gotta have something that's gonna rock his world. Even if you don't hit that brain, it'll still stumble him and slow him down enough for you to get a second shot off.
Well, Dennis, I think when I was watching the TV show, the Tex-Mex Outdoors, and I know a lot of our listeners have probably already seen that on TV, but I think it was a 500 that you were shooting, right?
Yes, sir. I use a 500 Heim 500 Nitro Express, shooting a 500 70-grain bullet.
When I was watching that, here's what went through my mind. I thought, okay, this man, he's done this before, quite obviously. He knows the, talking about you. You know the program. You know what's happening in your mind. It's happening at flash speed. You know, it's not,
right.
You're not doing a whole lot of thinking. I know you're not. You don't have time to. But in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this guy's life depends on a couple of things. One, that firing pin hitting that primer. There's one chance in a gazillion something's going to go wrong, or that primer being seated just right, or this, that, or the other. You're not worried. You're not thinking about all that stuff, are you, Dennis?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because I think about that before, you know, a lot of times. What if this situation happens, and what if something, you have a mechanical failure somewhere? You know, it's always going through your mind, but at that second, when those bulls are coming at you, the only thing you have on your mind is hitting that brain. That's it.
That's all. Well, I've seen a lot of stuff in a lifetime in the outdoors. I've actually seen a lot of stuff, but I've also watched a lot of stuff, films and videos. I have honestly never seen anything that got my attention any more than you shooting that bull right in your lap. Because I want all of our listeners that haven't seen Tex-Mex Outdoors, folks, if you haven't seen this, what I'm talking about, Google Tex-Mex Outdoors. Go online. It's easy to find. I think the show is probably through running right now on cable or satellite, but you can certainly find it on YouTube or Tex-Mex Outdoors. I want you to watch it. Dennis, that would be an experience that most hunters, that I know it would be for me. It's something to remember, isn't it?
It really is. It'll get your blood flowing. But, you know, Luke, I've been racking my brain for years trying to figure out some type of dangerous game in Texas. You know, I see hundreds of hunters, you know, shoot animals at a distance with a scope, and I just want to give, if they want to, those hunters an experience of a lifetime where they're up against the animal that's going to kill them. If they got the cojones to stand there, they're going to get the thrill of their lifetime.
Well, here's the thing, Dennis. I'm going to bet you, being a PH from Africa, you know, they're not going to be solely alone. You're going to have that 500 right off to the side somewhere.
We're going to be right there next to them. Yes,
so,
sir.
So, you know, I mean, if they can stand tight, if they don't, you know, yes, it's very dangerous. I'm not going to try to get around that, but the chances are you've got them covered, and chances are real good. If they get that far along, they're going to be able to shoot that bull at 20 yards or so, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. I like to get them in within 10 yards, and then you really got a, you know, you got a clear view of that flat forehead on those bulls, you know, where you know you have to put that bullet. And, you know, shooting them at 20 yards is fine, but 10 yards is way better.
I'm with you. You just, it's something that I've never experienced, and until a person does experience it, I don't think you would even be able to describe it in words what's going on. But it's happening quick. You know, Dennis, I'd like you to leave your website. It's DennisErskineSafaris.com. DennisErskineSafaris.com. Would you spell Erskine for everybody so they can find you easily?
Sure. It's ErskineSafaris.
DennisErskineSafaris.com, and there is your contact phone number and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yes, sir. Everything's on there.
Well, Dennis, I want you to stay with me here after we wrap up, and I appreciate you being with me. We'll get you back again. We'll talk about some more dangerous game hunting. How about it?
It was my pleasure.
Folks, that wraps up our show for today. I really appreciate you being with us. Today's show was made possible by Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, ICTech Coolers. That's ICEY-TEK coolers.com. Hotcan, that is hot-can.com. These are canned soups and coffees. Sniper Hog Lights, SNIPERHAWG lights.com. And Hoff Power Polaris down in Goldwaith, Texas. That website is hpolaris.com. Folks, make sure and tune in next week. Remember, you can listen to this show anytime right here at KETR.org. Just click on local programs.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 889 KETR.